Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Heidi and Frank, what's going on, y'all?
Gwyneth Paltrow slinging the goop for Valentine's Day. And believe me, it's spectacular. And did Paris Hilton's husband offend her mom? We're going to dive into all of that.
And later, Andrew Freund joins us to share his interview with Tiffany Haddish and the cast of the new show, The After Party.
Sherry's out, but in L.A., we can't get enough of her. We got the hilarious comedian and actress Lunel. What's up, y'all?
To be back. I'm kicking with you, Frank. What's
up? That's right, Annette. How you doing? All right, when we were younger, we all had posters of rock stars on our walls, right?
Yeah.
Well, Ben Affleck went on the Kelly Clarkson show and revealed what poster was on his wall, and it might surprise you.
Hey.
Check this out.
I had, at 9 years old, at your age, my favorite musician was Prince, who is a genius.
Oh, very sophisticated 9-year-old. Oh, my God, this is the poster?
That is it. Now listen, I was 9 years old, I was a big Prince fan, that poster
oh comes.
Now Lunel, I know you are a huge Prince fan.
Look at that tattoo, right here.
Oh yeah, there it is. The hand formerly known as foot.
Yeah.
No. I need some lotion.
You do need some lotion.
She has it right there on her hand.
You're a little ashy.
What do you think of this? What do you think of this poster?
I mean, I think it's okay, because Prince did have everybody under his spell, male and female.
Yeah.
So I think that's okay.
I got to say, I'm a little surprised, because Prince is sort of a tiny guy. He's a petite guy, but he's packing a punch. I would have never guessed that.
Well, if you listen to any interview from Apollonia and Vanity, they could have told you about that punchy pack.
Don't let it fool you that he's dressed like a figure skater. Like he's
he can still pull your girl with high heels on.
He will pull your girl and your mama and your auntie. Yes, he will.
So if Ben's gonna reveal that he had a Prince poster, let's all reveal the posters that we had on our wall.
It was of course the Jackson 5 and the Silvers.
The Silvers.
Frank loves the Silvers.
Silvers, baby.
The Silvers were great.
And I had foil on the wall, and some of the Silvers poster was a black light poster. Remember the black
light poster?
Astronomical ways.
You never want to see any sort of black light in a teenage boy's bedroom.
No.
Oh, it looks like Luminol.
That looked like a 2020 special report. You know what's on the walls of these hotels.
All right, y'all. Valentine's Day is coming up, and if there's one person you can count on for sexy gifts, it is Gwyneth Paltrow. Okay.
Hello.
Her website Goop has released its list of Valentine's gifts, so let's check out a few of the items. First up, there's the Crave Vesper Vibrator Necklace. The bullet-shaped pendant has 4 speeds and 2 modes, and it goes for get this, $69. Which comes in a discreet little bottle for just $55.
That's the one I want.
And finally, if you like her, this smells like my vagina candle. You can get it now as a ceramic air freshener for just $20. So Heidi and Lunel, will you be getting some sea salt caramel lube or the little bullet thing that goes around your neck?
Here's the thing with the flavored things down south. I feel like, I've always said this from the time I was little.
I'm listening. Little.
If it smelled like cologne, leave it alone.
That's right.
It seems like you're trying to cover something up. So if you're putting sea salt and caramel down there, number one, it sounds sticky. And like there's a urinary tract infection. Like, I'm going to the doctor, the urgent care for a urinary tract infection if we have sex. I'm not doing that.
And you got to wash up immediately. Like, you might mess around and get ants.
That wouldn't be good.
Yeah, then you get that's a UTI. And by the way, going back to the vibrator necklace, I don't even know how that. I mean,
the vibrator thing was smaller than my little finger. It's pencil. You know, we don't like the pencil.
The model for that was Frank.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's all so golden. It's gold.
Yeah,
You could pawn it.
I also have matching earrings.
Matching earrings. Well, I'll take that set.
All right, y'all. Now, you heard of bridezillas. Now, get ready for a groomzilla. Paris Hilton went on the Tonight Show with her mom, Kathy, and Kathy shared how Paris's husband, Carter-Ream, offended her during the wedding planning. Check it out.
She goes, Mommy, he means well, but he was offending me. He was calling the cake place. He was calling the band. He was calling
the
party planner.
He's very organized.
The band, the hotels.
Well, he's the groom.
I know. I said, this is not normal. He even picked out the invitation and the save the date cards. I'm like, okay.
He's just very responsible, very organized, and we're not.
What do you guys think? Come on.
Run, Paris.
No, Paris is extra, too. So Paris and him together, they're just an extra couple.
I don't need my man to be extra.
Thank you.
Frank, could you imagine getting really involved in your wedding plans?
The only thing I planned about my wedding was getting divorced.
Okay. Good times. Good times.
You know when the preacher says, is there anybody here who does not wish that these two couples be married? Frank was the groom and actually stood up.
Damn.
I raised my hand.
And they're like, sir, you can't raise your hand. Oh. That's from somebody else.
So did you regret your marriage at the altar?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
When they said, do you, Frank, take this woman? I stood there. I was just in silence. And actually, they repeated the line again. The person marrying us goes, do you, Frank? And I go, I heard you.
Still thinking about it.
All right, y'all. So my buddy, rapper and actor Joey Badass sit down with the ladies of the Lip Service podcast and talked about how he wants two girlfriends. And they have to be cool with each other, and also revealed that he doesn't release himself during sex.
Oh, right. What man? Yeah, what man ever?
What's the point of sex, then?
All right, listen. He said this, and I'll summarize. I'd rather preserve my life force. When a man releases himself, that's a lot of things that leaves your body. There's blood cells, testosterone, energy, you know.
He's gay.
You get depleted. Yeah. They say that it's equivalent to running 20 miles when you do that. So, damn, I run 60 miles a day.
I never release during sex either. It's always before sex. I never quite get to the sex. That's my problem.
My good friend D-Ray Davis has been living with two girls for
years. Yes, he has.
I know D-Ray's released.
Lunel, if this man is having sex with you and he doesn't release himself, I'd be offended.
Right.
Like, I can't get you there. I just don't do that.
I'm at an age where I don't care. I don't care if you release or not. Long as me.
All right, moving on. Lunel, you've been here all week dishing on celebs. We love when you're here.
Thank you.
And you have a lot going on. You're all over the place. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you got going on?
Well, this particular weekend, I will be in Pleasanton, California, up in the gay area where I'm from, at Tommy T's Comedy Club, doing 5 shows, 2 on Friday, 2 on Saturday, and 1 on the Sabbath. And I also have I'm also in a documentary about comedy, about the Comedy Store and the black comics that came through the Comedy Store, called Fat Tuesday with a P, produced by Guy Tori.
Where do people see that?
Amazon.
Okay.
Amazon Prime. Fat Tuesday, that's coming out. It's going to be very interesting. Of course, I'm on tour with the great Cat Williams. You can check those dates out on my Instagram or go to
You're going to Arizona. You're going to Atlantic City. Yeah.
I'm everywhere, honey. If there's a bag, I'm collecting
this. Okay. Coming up, Nicolas Cage has a pet crow, and you'll never believe what the crow calls him. That story plus more when we come back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay!
Yes. So Nicolas Cage says he's goth at heart. In an interview, Nick revealed that his gothic nature wasn't just on screen, it's off screen as well, so much so that he owns a pet crow named Hoogan.
Okay.
Who lives in a geodesic dome at Cage's Las Vegas home. But that's not all. He also shared that his pet crow insults him. He said when he leaves the room, the crow will say bye and then call him an ass.
Nice.
Oh.
So, does having a crow scream goth to you guys?
I'm trying to figure out what a geodesic dome is. I'm still there.
I think the Geodesic Dome is like those domes you see, like they're made out of triangles. Yeah, you see them out in the desert a lot.
Okay.
That they link together, and it's just, it lives in this probably a glass geodesic dome.
Okay.
The thing about crows are very, very smart birds.
They remember everything.
And they remember everything. So, I mean, I can see where, you know, it's been around Nicolas Cage enough where it's like actually knows character.
Okay.
And it's like, that's why he calls him an ass, because I once had a crow problem at my house. And they were up in my tree, and they were pooping on my car, and I happened to pick up like a pine cone or something, and I threw it up there, just like, get out of here. Next thing you know, it was like, there's like the whole tree's filled with crows.
Yo. They got their
birds. I saw it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Don't mess.
No
the
way.
Birds.
It's a wrap. No, but if your pets could talk to you, what do you think? What do you think they would say to you or call you? Because we all have pets, right?
I know
we all
do.
I think mine would. It would be the thing that I would be heartbroken about is if they don't. Please don't go, mommy.
Oh Jesus!
Don't leave. I want you to stay here.
Really?
My pet would probably say, "Mommy, please take this golden vibrator out my."
All right, moving on. Halle Berry is finally spilling the tea on that infamous photo that came up on Instagram. I saw it. It very much appeared that Halle Berry and her boyfriend got married, but everybody was bamboozled into thinking that she said, "I do," to her love, Van Hunt. Now, during a recent appearance on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, Halle shared the photo that was a prank.
Mm.
This photo that looks very real was actually a prank. Now, she just said they were drunk.
That's pretty elaborate, too. I mean, that's like, because of the
they're in a church.
It's beautiful.
I think that her telling us a prank is the prank. And I think maybe they did get married.
Ooh, the switcheroo now.
They did get married and they just want to throw us off.
Yes.
Van, congratulations on your wedding to that badass Halle Berry.
No kidding.
But Lunel, what advice would you give Halle if she wanted to do another prank?
Oh, Halle, let's just put the men out of the equation.
Seriously.
You know, you're 3-0.
I know. That's what I thought, too. Like,
you're 3-0, honey. Hmm. So just have fun with old Van Foot. Don't run him off nowhere, baby. Hmm.
And I've never gotten just drunk that I'm like, Les, you know, he should be funny. Look at, listen, look.
Halle, I'll be your fifth husband. I mean, you're turning me on.
I'll be your sixth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to change your pace, Halle.
Why don't you maybe go a different path?
If we ever see Halle Berry doing videos from La Quinta, California, with a Yorkie in her lap, we know exactly what's going on.
I can tell you what, she won't need no gold vibrator because she'll be well taken care of. Have a deal that will boost our energy. What's up?
Ooh.
When the weather turns colder and the days get shorter, limited hours of sunshine can zap our energy and affect our mood. Well, brighten your day literally with the Heem Vision Light Therapy Lamp. It mimics natural daylight, providing a pick-me-up on dreary winter days.
Now, I heard this UV-free LED sunlight lamp delivers light with no radiation to your skin or eyes.
That's right, Gary. And you can use the dimmer to adjust the brightness level and color temperature. It has a smart memory function for brightness setting, and it's light. Lightweight and sleek, so you can go anywhere.
Okay, so how much?
Well, usually this light therapy lamp has been seen as high as $50. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's
$20! Ooh, $20?
Yes, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, now up next, Andrew Freund stops by the Dish Bar with his chat with Tiffany Haddish and her new limited series After Party. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. And we got to welcome our guy, Andrew Freund. What's up with you, baby?
I'm here, you guys.
What you got for us today, man?
All right, guys. I am super excited because there's a new series on Apple TV called The After Party. And I spoke with Tiffany Haddish, Sam Richardson, and Ben Schwartz.
Nice.
So we all love a murder mystery. I know, Lou, you love a murder mystery.
I love a murder mystery.
And that is exactly what this show is. A murder happens during a high school reunion, and everyone there tries to remember what happened while the murderer remains at large. And guess what?
What?
I think we might have landed a new co-host for Dish. Take a look.
Tiff, where am I from? Tiff, where am I from?
Dish Nation.
This is a murder mystery show. What are the two things that you need to look for in a killer? How can you figure out who the killer is, Tiff?
You look for bitterness, because usually killers are, they jealous and bitter. And you look for, you know, so I was trying to woo you. who's trying to rule? Who's trying to be nice? I'm trying to be nice. There's something that's nice, and then there's nice.
Sam, I'm going to start with you. Let's go back to high school. Finish this sentence. In high school, I was most likely to be whatever.
I was voted most likely to become a third world dictator or the host of a talk show.
What? Are you trying to come for my job now? Is that what you're saying?
Welcome to Dish Nation. I'm Sam Richardson, your host.
Oh, I love this. Who's this guy? I'm really interested.
I've got Ben Schwartz here from the after party.
Hey, what's up,
Ben,
Sam?
What's
thank
right
you so
from
much
the after party?
Oh, man, yeah. It was a blast, dude. I had an incredible time. I'm so happy to talk to Dish Nation. Before, I was like, I wonder what this place is like. But now with you as the host, I know I'm going to tune in. And where can I find it? Where's the website?
On dishnation.com.
That's true. Hey, but jeez. Now, are you too famous now to go to your high school reunion?
No, look, let me tell you something. My first high school, they had scheduled the reunion around my schedule.
That's how famous you are now.
No, I wasn't even that famous. I was popping in school, though. They wanted to make sure Tiff was there. You understand? I was class clown and most unforgettable, and I used to host all the events, make sure everything was always fun when we was in school, because I was a school mascot. I hosted the lip sync battle, the pep rallies, you know, the dances. I would host everything. So the football games, I'd be on like, Elko, what? Me? No, Elko, what? So like, they're like, hey, we gotta make sure the mascot is at the party.
Wrapping it up, Ben and Sam, since you're the new hosts of Dish Nation, just take us out. I'm just gonna sit back. Y'all just take my job, wrapping us up.
Yeah, well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Sam Richardson.
And this has been Ben Schwartz. And remember, when you make a wish,
remember to tune it in to Dish Nation.
Hey, I think.
All right, what do you guys think? What do you got? Do you think Sam has what it takes?
Sam has what it takes. Sam can host.
I think he's gonna be great. He can sit right here.
Sam, don't come for my job. Don't come for my job, Sam. Lunel, what was the craziest celebrity after party you ever went to?
I think that it probably was something affiliated with Snoop.
Okay.
Okay.
If you can remember, then you probably weren't there.
You probably weren't part of it.
I think of that because the party was wild. The after party was wild. Mm. The after party. We'll talk about that
okay,
later.
But how good was the weed?
Oh, so good.
Sorry, you guys. I absolutely love the show. The After Party is streaming right now on Apple TV, so make sure you check it out.
All right, coming up, we have a Dish debate that involves freezing bodies. Yeah, you don't want to miss that, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey, hey.
Pew, pew, pew. Yes, yes. It's our last story of the day, so
Dish is it.
The Alcor Life Extension Foundation, which is a Arizona cryonics lab, is currently keeping the heads and bodies of 200 people frozen with the hopes of someday bringing them back to life through advanced scientific technology.
Scary stuff.
Here's the deal. For about $200,000, Dish on Deals. For $200,000, the company will freeze an entire dead body, and for $80,000, you can have a head frozen. Obviously, they yet to be successful with this, but the founder of the foundation says they have no plans on giving up.
Who here should we freeze and bring back in 50 years to represent the Dish Nation family? 50 years
Heidi.
From now. Heidi. I think Heidi, too.
Can you imagine me 50 years from now? Mm. Well, you don't have to imagine. Here, take a look.
Well, let's just put a picture of Sammy Hagar.
Oh, Jesus.
Frank Kramer. Oh, wait, he's not wrong, is he?
No, it's kind of...
Sammy Hagar or J-Lo's body. I'm into it.
I'm kind of into it too,
I know,
bro.
It's weird.
There's a name for that.
Do you guys think $80,000 is too much for head?
You got
absolutely, absolutely.
That's a little money. Absolutely. Anything over 50, relax. All right.
How much can I get for $10?
Hey,
well, ain't gonna be good. It's
not gonna be good.
If we're gonna or not. Oh! I can be bought.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.